Welcome to episode 22 of the Scari podcast. With this episode, we are completing our podcast, The Greek Crisis, an Odyssey and its Legacy. In this episode, we are embarking on a journey through the intricate and ever-evolving landscape of Greece. Join us as we explore the Greek crisis, but not as a history lesson. In today's discussion with the Scari team, we are diving into what is happening in Greece these last eventful years. Stay tuned for an insightful exploration of Greece's progress. We hope you enjoy. Welcome, Damian, and thank you very much for joining me in this Greek podcast episode. This is the third and the final one. We spoke on the previous two episodes about the downfall in Greece, like, you know, how everything happened, and then the rescue packages, the third bailout.
Yeah.
And we finished with the exit from the third bailout in August 2018. So when Greece emerged from the third bailout, you could say it marked the end of the, I would say, formal control, like, you know,
the Troika had sort of been overseeing them and had been sort of putting pretty strict rules on what they were able to do. And then we're sort of moving now. I think they still keep an eye on them, as from what I've read, but they're not under such stringent rules about what they can and can't do.
Exactly, it wasn't so intrusive. So that post-bailout, you can say, surveillance was for 2 years, just to see, like, you know, yes, Greece, you are following the measurements and everything that we said, like, you know, and you are taking in consideration everything to kind of, like, you know, go in that fiscal...
So keeping debt under control, debt to GDP ratios, whatever, stable, I would guess. But, yeah, interesting. And I mean, just from my perspective, so when did you personally, when did you leave Greece? Was it sort of in, you know, in the real tough times prior to that?
Exactly. I left 2015 when it was that episodic summer of 2015, where we had the the Greek referendum, the third bailout. It was like a really, really episodic summer. So this is when I left. I left actually in May 2015.
Okay, so back now we're in sort of 2018 forward. I mean, are you still traveling back there during this? I mean, can you feel that the sort of austerity is not finished necessarily, but does it feel like that there is a hope, you know, for the future of the Greek people, as it were?
Well, the thing is that as a tourist, from my side, like, you know, I still see, like, you know, some struggle, like, you know, the struggle is still there because these people are still, like, you know, recovering. It's not easy to forget those 12 years, like, you know, draw a line.
No.
And, like, exactly, it's not easy. And it affected major everyone. But you can clearly see, like, you know, some improvement.
Yeah. So the removal of the sort of enhanced surveillance that we're seeing at this sort of period of time, I mean, is the Greek government itself trying to help promote, for instance, tourism, obviously one of Greece's
major sectors?
Yes. I mean, are there policies from the government to try and encourage this? Are you aware of those at the time?
Like, what do you mean by that? Excuse me.
I mean, so, you know, would they, for instance, be offering, I don't know, let's say tax breaks to try and encourage people to come, or, you know, big advertising campaigns, or,
yes, I mean... exactly. The advertising campaigns, of course, they are there. Like, you know, they were there even before, because you need somehow, if this is your main, revenue,
yeah,
like, you want this, like, you know, to be as high as you're going to, like, you know, involve, like, you know, how do you call this? My gosh.
No, don't worry. But if you sort of then switching tack slightly, I mean, obviously, everyone knows that the unemployment rate got very high, especially amongst youth. I mean, had there been a big drain of youth out of the economy, or were people starting to return at all in this period of time? I mean, obviously, as we're going to come on to later in this this discussion, the pandemic sort of comes along and tips everything on its side, not just for Greece, but for sort of globally. But I just wonder, I mean, it's maybe it's hard to put yourself back in those shoes to feel what it was like. But obviously, the austerity programs were attempting to come to an end. And I wonder if there was any change to youth unemployment, or is that still a big problem at that time?
The youth unemployment is still a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you have, a decrease in overall unemployment, which is still Europe's highest,
mm-hmm.
but youth unemployment is, a big concern. It was 58% when I was in Greece.
Blimey.
When I was in Greece. And that was the reason, basically, that I left, because it was really hard for me, to cope with these conditions.
Yeah.
But, it's still a big issue.
Okay. And do you know, was there any movement on sort of foreign direct investment? Were they attempting to get investment, from overseas at that time?
Of course, when you see, a country that is, no recovering and is putting so many measures, to a better economy, You're taking a leap of faith, and you are going back, and you are investing in this country. So yes, we have investment. Investment came back. It was gradual, but at least it's back.
Yeah. Okay. So the Troika could sort of feel, in a way, it had done its job to be able to let the Greek economy sort of run under its own steam. And I suppose we can move on a bit from there to what happened at the end of 2019 into 2020, mm-hmm. which is this global pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic. Oh. And obviously that would have had a major effect on Greece as such a huge, with tourism as its largest sector, obviously, and then suddenly no one could travel. So
yeah, those restrictions really, really hurt Greece and hit the tourism. It was really, really hard, because Greece had to find a balance between the public health, yes, we want people to be safe and sound, but on the other hand, we need somehow to find a way to increase our revenues, and having tourism restricted, it was super struggle for Greece.
Yeah, but I think just looking through mm-hmm. our notes here, I assume because it had sort of taken the correct medicine, it was able to benefit from the EU recovery package, so that would have been a help. Obviously it would have pushed its debt back up, probably not something it was looking to do, but it was at least seen as a beneficiary of that, to hopefully allow it to come through and stabilize.
The recovery package from European Union, I don't think it helped the tourism. It helped the Greek economy, mm-hmm. to recover from the economic hardship from the pandemic. So it actually went to help businesses and the general economy of the country, but it didn't contribute in tourism.
Okay, brilliant. And you've written some notes here about an asset protection scheme called Hercules. Can you expand a bit on that?
Yeah, exactly. So Hercules, mm-hmm. Imagine before the pandemic, Greece was on the road to recovery. So yes, we exit the crisis,
mm-hmm.
but we still have to keep up and to transform our economy. And when everything happened with the pandemic, so that that went to a pause. So now that you see that after four waves, I would say, of COVID-19, you have back, the Greek government is going back to that transformation. So you have repairing the banking system.
Yeah.
And the government implemented that asset protection program, the Hercules, to help the banks securitizing the non-performing loans. So like this, they were moving off.
It's a sort of good bank, bad bank type transaction, which we've seen in lots of other countries and crises before, where you park the sort of bad performing loans within a separate entity and ring fence them, and then hopefully allow the banks to be able to succeed without having that drag on their earnings and everything.
Exactly. So. And this program actually helped a lot the four biggest banks of Greece offload up to 30 billion of bad loans, which is a great relief for Greece. So that kind of helped the banking system like that.
Yeah. And moving sort of past mm-hmm. the pandemic, obviously sort of towards the present day,
mm-hmm.
I mean, tourism has recovered hugely. Yeah. And I think it's possibly, well, you may know more exactly, but almost at sort of pre-COVID levels. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So you have like 2021,
mm-hmm.
when you see like, you know, the tourism, like, you know, start like, you know, picking up and reaching those pre-COVID levels. And but if you think that's it, like, you know, we have the COVID, it's finished, and then, yeah, perfect, like, you know, now Greece is, like, you know, has the all, like, the way open for recovery, you have, like, you know, another crisis happening.
Yes.
Another crisis. I don't want to call it as a crisis, but yes, it is a crisis. So we have the war that spike in 2022.
Yeah, and Greece is exposed, one, through tourism. I think a lot of Russians would used to have holidayed there.
Yeah,
and two, I think Greece was very dependent on energy from Russia, as a lot of Europe is.
But. Exactly. I think I read somewhere that Greece was up to 80% on Russian natural gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, if I'm not wrong, that was the number.
Okay, so that's...
But it wasn't just the energy, because, like, you know, immediately after the outbreak of the war, like, you know, citizens, I'm not just saying like in Greece, but like, you know, the Eurozone was like majorly affected, like, so the energy prices, like, you know, triple.
Yeah. Yes. So, and then moving literally to today, tourism is now back to levels it was before. Do you have any feel if they have managed to diversify the economy slightly away? Just obviously, tourism is such a big sector,
mm-hmm.
And was, you know, shown to be very susceptible to an issues during COVID, and then obviously Russian sanctions for example. Is it still heavily dependent? I mean, obviously it is still heavily dependent, but has there been a move by the government to attempt to diversify away from it, you know?
I'm not sure about that at all. Like, I cannot answer this, like, you know, in confidence.
That's all right.
I know that Greece is still, like, you know, counting on tourism.
Yeah.
I know.
But I think it was even this year. It has been now upgraded by the ratings agencies to investment grade. Is that correct?
Yes, so exactly. That happened last month, actually.
Okay.
With what was the name, like, DBRS Morningstar?
Yeah.
Did, like, you know, the first step and then upgrade Greece to investment grade, which is, like, you know, amazing, because now you have, like, you know, all these investors that they can purchase, like, you know, Greek government bonds.
I mean, interestingly, I had a look at my screen just before we sat down.
Yeah.
I mean, Greek 10-year debt is now trading around 4.2%, which is lower than the US at about, well, it was 5 yesterday, now about 4.85. I think UK is around 4.5, German around 2.8. But Greek is, you know, cheaper than Italian, which is trading around the 4.8 level. So it really shows that, obviously, as horrendous as the time was, actually taking this sort of horrendous medicine has actually made it a stronger economy and put it on a much better, in a way, better track than a lot of Europe, which now has a lot of its own problems. So I think they're saying that Greece will grow faster than nearly all of the other Eurozone economies.
Yeah, exactly.
Year,
it's they stated, I think it was as well in the IMF recent report, say, like, you know, Greece's economy is growing twice as fast as Eurozone's average. So it's like, you know, like a really positive outlook on Greek economy.
Oh, incredible. That is amazing. Well, anyway, thanks very much. Been great to chat. And look forward to this being released.
Thank you very much for that. As we conclude this episode, tracing the trajectory from the Greek crisis to the present day, we've witnessed a remarkable journey filled with economic challenges, political shifts, and the resilience of Greek people. From austerity measures to debt restructuring, and the ongoing efforts to stabilize the economy, Greece's story continues to unfold. Nowadays, Greece stands at a crossroad, with both opportunities and challenges on the horizon. While progress has been made, there is still work to be done ensuring the country's economic stability. Economic growth is back. We will keep a watchful eye on this ongoing story, and we encourage you to stay informed about the Greek developments. You've been listening to the Skadi Podcast. This episode was the third and the final of a series of episodes on the topic, the Greek crisis, an odyssey and its legacy. Thank you for joining us on this podcast, and we look forward to exploring more complex and evolving topics in the future. On the discussion panel today was Damian Taylor and Alexandra Maxi. If you want to listen to more episodes, just find us by searching The Scuddy Podcast on any streaming platform. Feel free to connect to us at Scuddy Limited on LinkedIn to read about our research and business relation to anti-financial crime and control functions. Until next time, σας ευχαριστούμε για την ακρόαση.